Right, we're just going to go through this gate here into the orchard where I have a selection of my pigs, which all need feeding. So I get meal out of the mixer and throw it into a couple of buckets and take it out to the pigs where I have out in the garden.
What have you got there to feed them?
Ground barley, distiller's grain and rolled beans.
Feeding time on Toby Couchman's 150-acre farm in Carlow. It's just a short walk from his yard, where he also makes high-quality hay for racehorses, to his old apple orchard, where the pigs are kept.
I do have a selection of apple trees out here. Apples and pigs, they work very well.
In all sorts of ways.
In all sorts of ways.
Alive and dead.
Exactly.
And there they are, look at them.
Ella, these here are the middle whites. As you can see with this one here, they have a rather flattened out face.
Just a little bit. They look like they've slammed into a wall, don't they?
Yes, they
squash
do.
Nose.
They're renowned for being beautifully ugly.
And this one's got a tiny little tail.
Short tail. They've all got quite short tails.
Not too much weight on them.
No, well, that's the great thing, is they don't put down a large amount of fat, which is a major benefit for an old breed, old style breed. And they are very good at grazing. Nice flat back, good square, solid piggies. Yeah, big. They will probably meet their maker in the next month or so, the bigger ones.
Do you name them?
Well, the boar is Elvis. And then over there we have Rosie, Twiggy, Bridie, I think is another one over there.
Bridie.
It is indeed.
Hello.
They were the most prolific breed in the UK between the two world wars, because they are traditionally a port pig, and with that, you don't get the fat you do on the other varieties of pigs like saddlebacks and so forth, which were basically a bacon pig. So in the old day, people wanted a lot more fat on their rashers and whatnot. While these, you don't get that problem, and also, as I say, they're incredibly docile, so they're much easier to handle. In general.
And they don't sound docile because they're starving, so you better feed them before they start eating each other.
Electric fence, so.
Toby's pigs are purebred, but there's no herd book for pedigree pigs in Ireland, and that's a problem for him.
It's a major problem to find bloodlines, and a couple of years ago I was trying to source a boar, and I advertised, and numerous people rang me saying they had a boar, and when I asked were they registered or pedigree, they didn't know, or didn't know whether they were even purebred. This is a big problem in Ireland, I feel, that we don't have a herd book where we can access and find out who has what breeds and what bloodlines, to keep a good healthy bloodlines going in the country.
A year ago, Siobhan Luff, a pig owner from Milltown Malbay in Clare, arrived in Toby's yard with an idea to set up a herd book for pedigree pigs. And so the Irish Pig Society was born.
Breeds in Ireland, there are middle whites, obviously, which I have, large whites, Landrés, Durocs, used for intensive farming. There's Oxford Sandy and Blacks, Tamworths, hot-bellied pigs. There's Cooney Coonies. Again, they're a hobby pig and they're very popular. Large blacks, large whites, Gloucestershire Old Spots. A lot of these pigs are rare breeds and therefore they're endangered, and some of them are quite close to extinction. There's very few lines, and the more people that breed and register the breeds, the better the chances are of those breeds surviving.
There'll be 10 or 12 in here at various ages.
How old are they?
These are about 3 months old, the biggest of them, 3.5 months old.
It's mucky. The rain's been awful. There you go, they're fed. Now they're happy. And we have a bit of silence.
There's four primary aims for the society. One of them is to support and encourage pig farming and the industry and related industries like pork producers, the sausage makers, feed suppliers, to register pedigree pigs and have a herd book registered in Ireland for all the individual breeds. So the more people breeding pigs, the more pigs we'll have on the register in Ireland. To promote the pork that's being produced in this country for the people of this country, to educate people, to give them any information, support that they need. And then the other aim is to set up shows and competitions, and we have our first show organised for May in 2014 in Stradbally. So very exciting.
Do different breeds taste different? I mean, if you did a blind taste test of, say, your Middle White versus Gloucestershire Old Spots, would you be able to tell the difference? Or don't they all taste the same?
Yes, I think it does vary much between the breeds. There are breeds which are renowned for flavour. The Middle White, for instance, are renowned for being one of the most flavoursome of all pigs. In fact, from what I've heard, the Chinese and the Japanese actually built statues to these pigs in celebration of their amazing flavour. Saddlebacks, again, are another breed which are renowned for flavour. From my own experience, I've eaten pork which doesn't actually taste of anything, and they've actually tried to create a flavour to make it taste of something. While if you eat good quality pork, you don't have to add anything to it. You actually have a unique, fantastic flavour in itself.
I think what we're trying to do is when people go and buy a pedigree pork sausage from a Gloucestershire Old Spot, that they have an Irish Society brand name on there, that they can say, oh, I know where that's come from. I know that that's definitely Irish. And I know that it's to get that standard, to get that mark on it, proves that it has come from where they're saying it's come from. And it has been subjected to the requirements as set down by the Society. Taking into account the Irish Angus, we spoke to them at the Ploughing Championships, and they said in the 1960s they were supported by Charlie Haughey to set up an Irish Angus so that their beef wasn't registered in the UK. And now the UK have recognised Irish beef and Irish Angus, and they are exporting bloodlines back to the UK. The beef is being exported into the UK. And I would like to think that down the line, yes, that Irish bloodlines of pork would be recognised worldwide.
And I like the idea of a pedigree sausage competition. They have them in the UK. Can you see this having them here?
Absolutely. We fully intend to have sausage competitions. That should be great fun.
Go on, big. Go on, big.